You are listening to the Marketing Counts Podcast, where we help you leverage the internet for more traffic, leads, and sales. We bring you the cutting edge insights on digital marketing, social media marketing, e-commerce, email marketing, and more. Just remember that marketing counts.
Marketing counts.
Now, here's Paul Counts and Shreya Banerjee.
Hello and welcome here to episode number 5 of the Marketing Counts podcast. We are so excited that you have joined us. And Shreya, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
All right. Fantastic. I cannot believe this is already episode 5. We appreciate all of our listeners. We're getting some great feedback. Many of you are binge listening. So we're just going to keep creating good, powerful content that you guys can leverage and really take our knowledge and take your business to the next level.
That's exciting. I've never actually heard of the word binge listening. I've heard of binge watching, which I'm currently binge watching Game of Thrones. But I've never heard of binge listening. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was from one of our listeners. I did not make that one up. You know, that was awesome to read. I was like, all right, you can binge listen all day long. We will let you do just that. So we're exciting. So the next several episodes, we're going to be talking about something super critical. And you would identify this as one of the foundation pieces for an internet business or any business, really, that's trying to get into digital marketing, right? This is more foundation that we're talking about.
It is. So now that you know all the three pillars are, we've touched traffic a little bit, we've touched engagement a little bit. Now let's go back to the basics, right? Let's talk about funnels. That's exactly like that's the basic of your business. It doesn't matter where it is, online, offline, in a jungle, it doesn't matter.
Right.
The basic of any business or basic of anything, pretty much. Well, we're going to be talking about different types of funnels. Funnels we love, funnels that just annoy the heck out of us, funnels that we see every day, and a bunch of other stuff. But you'll see that every day in life, you walk through the second you leave your house. Sometimes not, no, actually, take that back. Not even when you leave your house. The moment you wake up, you're in a funnel. You're walking through some funnel or the other. And it's a mindset. If you start looking at things that way, you'll see how everything is a funnel. And it's the basic thing.
It's so true. I mean, everything you see, like we're calling this next series, we're calling it Funnels Among Us, right? Which I think is a pretty applicable fit based on what you just described. I mean, it's when you wake up, you are in a funnel. When you walk to a grocery store, you're in some sort of a sales funnel and may not realize it. And the reason is that that's how companies are maximizing their profits. Is that a safe description of a funnel? Helps you maximize your profits as a business owner?
It is, definitely.
And that's
the way you're advertising, and you know,
yeah,
even your shoes, if you have a name brand shoe,
that's a great
advertising point. On your shoe, your name brand clothes, right? It's helping you make profit, because next time you're going to go back and say, you know, I'm going to go back to that same store, I'm going to go back to the Nike store or wherever, right, and buy the same thing. You're in the living funnel.
You are in a living funnel. That's a really good point on clothes, outfits. They're advertising their brand. They're bringing you back in through their doors. You know, people are like, oh, I like those shoes. You know, oh, okay, those are Nikes. I'll go check out Nike next time. You know, and they're just constantly promoting and selling themselves, and that's what's happening with the sales funnels. And so, Funnels Among Us is going to be a great series. We're going to be touching all about, you know, funnels and how we interact with them on a daily basis. So now, what is a funnel? And that's what we're going to talk to you guys about today. So the funnel, again, we discussed it previously, it maximizes your profits. It's the path that you take people through. And Shreya, this would be described to some in the business world as a customer experience, right? Or customer journey. How would you describe it?
Customer journey, customer path. It depends on who you're talking to, whether you're talking to a corporate person, you're talking to an IT person versus, you know, for someone in product management. Like it depends on who you talk to, but it's what you're trying to get your customers to and the journey that you're taking them through. What is your end goal? So before you even start mapping out your funnel, you're going to need your end goal. What is your end goal? Whether it's to get them to your restaurant, whether it's for you to get them into your dentist's office or, you know, whatever. I mean, those are some of your local types. It could be to get them into your department store and buy more things. It could be to get them in a movie theater or get them to offer them coupons to buy something. Whatever it is, you need to figure out what your end goal is. What do you want your customers to do? Once you have that, you kind of backtrack and create your funnel.
That's a great point. So you're saying you start at the end. You start at the path that you want the customers to go through. And is it safe to say that a sales funnel almost guides people to a purchase path, right? To maximize your profits, but help them out as well.
It is. And a really genius funnel, you don't even realize you're walking right through it. And yeah. You happily go through it and say, oh, okay, this helps me. The really bad ones are the ones that annoy the heck out of you because you're like, what is this? This is so silly. Why am I doing this, right? Why do I have to pay extra for this? Why? So the really good ones, if you start from the back, you know what your end decision is, whether you want, whatever your end decision is, and then you map it out. So the second you get your traffic, whether it's online traffic, offline traffic, wherever it is, your customer, you guide them. They go through step by step by step and do your until your end of your funnel. And that's the funnel. The entire thing, the moment you get your customer and the very end of whatever decision you wanted them to take or do, buy, whatever it is, that whole thing is a funnel.
So one example of these funnels, now we're going to be touching on all these different funnels and diving into them on our future episodes during this Funnel Among Us series. But one of these is an aquarium. There's the Denver Aquarium. It's a great little aquarium, but it is loaded with upsells. I mean, from the time you walk in those doors, and I guess you could say this is one that doesn't really annoy you. It's more entertaining. But from the moment you walk in those doors, you are being upsold consistently. So from the second you walk in, not only do you have an opportunity to to buy your tickets, but you're also approached with becoming a member at the zoo so that you come back through those doors, right? So they always want to upsell you at the door to become a member. They give you a discount if you become a member that day. But one of the things I saw is as you're going through there, they have special shows that happen. So they actually have a mermaid show at this aquarium. And if you want to go see the mermaid show, you pay extra money to see literally people dressed as mermaids swimming around in a tank, and you have to pay extra money for this mermaid show. And if that's not enough, after they get you to watch the mermaid show, then if you want to take a picture of you and your kids with mermaids, right, then you have to pay extra for that. They have an upsell path for that, right, where you have to pay for it. Then they've got their restaurant. You know, their restaurant is, of course, attached to the aquarium. And while you're eating your food there, they're bringing around, like a typical restaurant would, you've got your first part of the menu. Then you've got, if that's not enough, then you've got dessert. And then they actually offered us like espresso and coffee at the end of our meal, you know, like they do in a lot of foreign restaurants and stuff. They did the same thing at this Denver Aquarium. And that's a funnel that we see every day, right, Shreya? But like, you know, if you're out having fun, I mean, I enjoyed that day, but being a marketer, I could see that I was being funneled throughout the aquarium and upsold at every turn. And what else do aquariums have, right? Where they get our kids in there, they want you to buy stuff, right?
You forgot the most important one, the gift shop.
That's right, the gift shop. Absolutely.
We always have to stop there. We just stopped by the Toronto one and ended up picking up a stingray.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. I was at a baseball game and we ended up in the gift shop too. It was, they get you.
That's the biggest end that all these places have. So that's really good. I liked how you walked us through from the front end as you're walking into the funnel to the very end. But now let's look at it through the backwards, like how you would map the funnel, right? So this is multiple different ways of looking at the funnel. So as an aquarium, what do you want? Most of the funnels, unless you're a nonprofit, and maybe even if you are a nonprofit, your goal is to somehow acquire the money, right? Get the money, you make profits, get donations, whatever it is. Like your goal is, that's always one of the priorities for a funnel. The second one is that kind of leads to it. So that's most of the time that's your end goal is make money. that kind of translate into how would I make money as an aquarium? If I keep people there longer, they will spend more money, right? So how can I keep people longer? Well, let's throw in an aquarium, like, what do you call it? The mermaid like, show.
The mermaid show, exactly.
Yeah, let's throw in a mermaid show, and let's throw in this dolphin show or any other shows that they could put together. You're in there longer. Sometimes they're included. In this case, it was not. So you had to actually purchase,
yep.
Which puts more money in the back of your funnel.
And you have to pay for pictures, too, with the mermaids.
I'm sorry?
The pictures with the mermaid, too. You have to pay for that.
Oh, yep. Wow. Did you get a picture with your mermaid?
I did not. No, I should have. The kids would have loved it. But yeah. Could have done that.
How often do you see a mermaid?
I know. I got to go back to Denver for that, apparently.
So those were all your extras, all your upsells, all your one-time offers, if you want to say, that they're putting in strategically to not only keep you there longer, but also get the money from your pocket, right? That's the end goal, is to get the money.
Right.
Next, they say, well, if you're going to be there long enough, you're going to be hungry, and I don't want you to leave because you're hungry, so let's put the cafeteria in there. So you're going to sit there and eat. Right, yep. And of course, I'm sure they have like a fish-shaped ice cream.
It was positioned. Oh yeah.
Themes, and you're like, ooh, I want this, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another place where you're sitting there. It doesn't look like a funnel because you're hungry, and it makes sense to eat there. But what are they getting? They're getting a piece of the money that you're going to spend there, right? I mean, they're getting what they want. It's part of the funnel, and in the gift shop. You had a happy day. You don't want your kid to cry and throw a fit. So, yes, you walk into the gift shop and you get a toy, right?
Yep.
And it sometimes is annoying. You're like, why? Why do I have to walk through this? Why do I have to spend their money? Sometimes you're happy. I like to collect magnets. So if there is a gift shop, I walk in. I'm like, ooh, I get to pick a magnet. I have a magnet connection, right? And that's just the trigger. But I happily walked in to the gift shop to pick up my magnet. But that's also... It's part of that's a very end of their funnel where they say, just before you head out, make sure you stop at the gift shop. The more time you're spending in there, the more money you're spending and the more money they get. So in the end, all of that you spent in there was their funnel that you spent time in, and they got the money out. Now, what you did not realize most probably is when you first bought your ticket, they probably got your phone number or your email address or something when you were purchasing it, your ticket, and you're like, oh, yeah, sure, so I could get aquarium updates. You didn't even think about it. Department stores are notorious in doing it, but because whenever you're checking out, they ask for a phone number or email address to send you a receipt. And so they got your email address. You didn't get anything in return. You were just so excited that you were going to go into the aquarium. You got your... you got on their mailing list. So now after your visit's over, they can still follow up with you the next day saying, oh, how was your visit? Did you forget the gift shop? Here's a link to the, like, if they have that. I don't know if you guys went through it, but they could. In the engagement section, there is a section we're going to talk about in this series called engagement with your funnel.
And so critical.
They could follow up with it, and they can also say, hey, if they have any special events, sometimes aquariums have like nighttime sleepover parties.
And movie nights in the aquarium.
Movie nights at the aquarium, right? So they can now send you emails, and now you're still part of their funnel. They can still get money out from you. Yep. Right? But you're happy. You're not upset about it. I'm not upset about it. No. I'm happily part of their funnel. If it annoys you, then you can always unsubscribe. But it is still a funnel. We never look at it as a funnel. We never think of it as it being a sales funnel.
It's so true. It is so true, because you literally, if you really look back at it, you actually say to yourself, I literally spent money to spend more money, you know?
Exactly.
Because a lot of what we're doing in there is actually, we paid money to go to an aquarium, but a lot of times the time we spent was upsells. We watched a mermaid show, then we go and eat dinner, and then we, you know, the whole time we're spending more money. And what's our local zoo around here, they actually do a deal where they actually give you a discount to buy your tickets online. Now, you hit it on the head, Treya, because you said, what do they collect when you're buying your tickets? It's your name and it's your email. And they try to position it that it saves us having to pay employees at the gate and all this and that, which, you know, that's part of the reason. But we all know deep down, they want to encourage you to buy online because it's a lot easier to capture your name and email when you're checking out online. And then they can get you into their funnel easily without even asking for it. You don't even think about it because you have to put in your email to purchase, right? So they're giving you an incentive to say, hey, we'll save you $5 a ticket if you buy online. Well, of course you'll save $5 a ticket. You're going to go online. You know, and that's also like, if you look at zoo memberships, aquarium memberships are really, you know, really good about this. You nailed it earlier because you were saying the goal of a funnel, right, is to keep you in there and spending money. Well, why is it that a lot of times a zoo membership pays for itself on the second visit, right?
Because you're in there spending money on concession stands. Yep. And are they called concessions? Like cafeteria.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, concessions.
Right, you're spending money on food. And then, of course, if you have a kid, they're going to be like, well, I want a tiger this time because last time I got a lion, you know?
Yes. Exactly. They know they're going to get you. Plus, you know, oh, the special events are free. Well, then they get you to buy the special, you know, the tiger with the Santa hat on or something. You know, all of a sudden it's like they get you out there at Christmas time for the zoo lights and all that. I mean, it just, you know, these are examples of a funnel that we all kind of love and enjoy. But this is kind of what we're going to be touching on future episodes as we discuss funnels more, right? Because it's critical for you to know, like, the reason we just laid this out, and I love that you were talking about how you should start from the back, right? Know where you want your customers to go, because then you can funnel them correctly. You can help them along the path. You can guide them along their journey. But I think one thing that's super critical here that people understand is that obviously we're all in business to make money, but ultimately if you're not helping people and if you're not giving them what they want or what they desire, you are not going to be in business for long, right, Treya? And so that's why, like, when you do design your funnel, it should be something that makes sense, right? That makes sense to customers.
Yes, it does. There are funnels. I'll tell you this though. There are funnels that we're going to talk about on the session about funnels that annoy us. They necessarily don't give their customers what they want. They charge extra for stuff and it's annoying. It's really, really annoying. They're still in business, but it's really, really annoying. It gets under my skin. And we're going to be talking about those.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be talking about that and how you cannot be like them, you know, because there are certain things you want to make sure that you're not doing in your business because you don't want to annoy your customers. But ultimately, if you do it the right way, you want to be listed as a funnel that they love, that they don't even realize they got sold, but they still got the value that you're offering them. And you're providing the solution to their problem, but it's, you know, it's a way that makes sense. And that's really, you know, what the funnels are for. And literally, though, the key thing to keep in mind is that your sales funnel, it is to maximize your profits. And it's going to maximize your lifetime customer value. And it's going to maximize and enhance the amount of money. It's going to make your advertising dollars go a lot longer. So if you're paying a company to do digital marketing for you or you're paying for leads or whatever, if you don't have a proper funnel, you may only be able to make just a little bit of money. But if you have a proper funnel and you follow our tactics for engaging with that funnel once they've gone through your store and into your business, then all of a sudden the sky's the limit. You know, that one customer could be worth, you know, hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, depending on the niche that you're in.
You're right. That's the difference. So between the funnels we love and the funnels that annoy us, you nailed it there. It's the difference of having a lifetime customer, someone that's very, very loyal to you and doesn't even feel that they're in a funnel. They don't mind. They know it maybe, but they don't mind because they just absolutely love it. Versus someone who's looking for another option. It's maybe if you're the monopoly and maybe you're the cheapest and maybe, you know, that's why they're going with you for now. But as soon as they get something better, they're going to leave.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good point. You're opening yourself up to lose business, you know, and we're all about creating that lifetime value, and you have to think of that. And that's the difference between a business that's here for a couple years and all of a sudden their doors are shuttered and a business that is here 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that's still thriving and still generating sales and still making money, even in tough economic times. I mean, as you guys know, the economy goes up and down, business goes up and down, demand goes up and down. You know, we've mentioned this before, but like you know, I've seen local businesses. I mean, how often do you see construction, right, Shreya, right outside of a small business's doors? And all of a sudden, their foot traffic's gone for 3 months while they do construction, you know, on this busy street. Well, if you're a local business and that's happened to you and you relied on that foot traffic and it's not there, you need another way to engage with your customers and remind them that you're still there, remind them where they can park so they can still go to your store, send them special deals. But that all comes from having a proper sales funnel. If you have a proper sales funnel, you're going to make more money, you're going to be able to manage the tough times and be able to succeed. And that's what we're all about here at Marketing Counts, is we're a marketing firm. You know, we're all about digital marketing because that's where the marketing really counts. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, yes, I threw it out there. But, marketing counts online. Like, that's where your customers are, plain and simple. Yes, you can get foot traffic. Yes, you can rely on some of those things, but you need to be online or you are going to be losing business. And so that's why having a foundation, a proper foundation with the sales funnel is so critical, right?
Right. Now, the examples we'd give you in the next few weeks, it's there for you to walk through it, get your eyes open. And the more example you go through, the better you are at designing your own funnel. Even if you already have an existing funnel, it's always good to go back and look through it and reevaluate it and say, okay, what tweaks can I make? How can I make it better? So we're just going to go through some examples, right? We're going to talk about the funnels we love, the everyday funnels that you see that are part of your life that you might not notice, funnels that annoy us, of course. We're going to talk about smart funnels, some digital funnels, some social funnels, some engaging with your funnels, right? That's, and how are some of the companies doing it? We're just going to kind of go through some of the things that we're seeing in the industry that really resonate. And then we're going to talk about why you need your very own funnel as well, and what principles that can you pick from these and apply it to your own funnel.
And apply, and you mentioned it too, we're going to talk about how to take your offline business, so, you know, your brick and mortar business, to an online funnel, you know, and mm-hmm. that's going to come from that final session you just mentioned. And so regardless of your business type, these are going to fit them, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if they're an e-commerce store owner or a, you know, they're a local chiropractor down the street or flower shop, they're going to learn from these next few sessions.
Right. Or an aquarium.
Yeah. Or an aquarium. Definitely. Yeah, I bet if any aquarium owners or managers out here are listening, they're going to be like, we need to add a mermaid show. I heard it on the market.
That's right. Mermaid show it is.
Yeah. That's right. So this is good. This is a great, you know, a great kind of introduction to funnels. It's a critical part of your foundation. You need it. You need to understand it. You need to understand. And we're hoping over the next few weeks, your eyes will be open. So as you're walking around your daily life, the thing is with Shreya and I, we can't go into a place. I know I'm this way, at least. I can't go into a business without seeing the funnel that they're taking me through.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, it's just part of it. And you guys are going to be the same way. You can thank us later for that. But it's going to maximize your company's profit and potential. I mean, there's so many examples that we're going to be giving you guys that there's going to be a lot of aha moments. And we're hoping that you guys can take your favorite components from our next few weeks and then piece them together so that by the end of this, you have the perfect sales funnel that makes your customers love you, they're wowed by you, and they become a lifetime customer.
That's right. Yeah, either you're going to thank us or either you're going to hate us because you're like, dang it, that's a funnel too. Why did they tell me?
Exactly. Everything we do in life is a funnel, and it's a reason it's there is because it maximizes your profits. And so you have to be, you know, one of the things that I'll kind of leave with this topic, but one thing that I hear people say that just kind of makes me chuckle is they actually have said to me like, well, Paul, when I get into business for myself, I'm not going to be that person that annoys people with upsells. Well, you're going to be that person that's out of business fairly soon because everybody does it. And we find, you and I know this from our business, we have sales funnels when we sell our digital training and information and products. And when we've sold everything we've sold online, we have a sales funnel behind it. We have customers that appreciate a good sales funnel. They actually thank you for having good upsells. They're looking for other opportunities to engage with your business and do more business with you. It's not a thing that says we don't want to be that business that doesn't annoy people. It comes down to they already know, like, and trust you enough to make one transaction with you or to step foot in your store. Why not maximize the money you can make from them? Because if you don't, your competitors will maximize it. And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's true, because why not have a mermaid show in an aquarium? Yeah. Kids would love that. Dolphin shows. Kids love that. I agree. Mermaid show.
Mermaid show it is. Mermaid
show to your funnel.
Absolutely. As every aquarium in the U.S. has mermaid shows, we're just going to put it on this show right here.
Yeah, we're going to take the credit for it.
Yeah, we're going to reference this. We were calling this like, what is a funnel and funnels among us part one, but I think we'll just have to call it the mermaid show. So perfect. This is what it'll be known as. All right. Well, thank you so much, Shreya. We're excited for the next session. We're going to be diving into one of these topics. We're going to kick it off with, with funnels that we love. So that's what we're going to talk about. That one's going to be fun because we're going to talk about the funnels we all love and enjoy. So I'm excited for that, aren't you?
Me too. I'm super excited.
All right. Thank you, guys. Remember, marketing counts. If you need anything, you can reach us at www.marketingcounts.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here and have a great day.
See you guys next time.
You are listening to the Marketing Counts Podcast, where we help you leverage the internet for more traffic, leads, and sales. We bring you the cutting edge insights on digital marketing, social media marketing, e-commerce, email marketing, and more. Just remember that marketing counts. Marketing counts.